Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about business in Harrisburg. This was the week that committees got organized in Harrisburg and everyone got their committee assignments. Talk to us about these committees.
The House Committee on Committees met to finalize assignments for the 27 standing committees to cover the 2017-2018 legislative session. This term, I'll be serving on four committees: Labor and Industry, Commerce, Environmental Resources and Energy, and Insurance. These assignments will allow me to have a greater insight and input into the legislation and issues under discussion and help me better represent our district. Committees may hold hearings on legislation, consider amendments to pending bills, and when ready, report them to the full House for a vote.
Another thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is something that is a major issue in Pennsylvania, and that is our fire services and our ambulance and EMT rescue people. Talk to us about a package of legislation that's been introduced that would really benefit these folks and make sure that they can stay in business.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers in the House and Senate unveiled a 16-bill package to support fire and ambulance services across the Commonwealth. The legislation is designed to address growing financial costs faced by companies, the shortage of volunteers, and a lack of affordable and easily accessible training options. On the funding side, measures within the package seek to raise Medicaid reimbursement rates, increase surcharges on moving violations to support the Emergency Medical Services Operations Fund, and provide new billing options for fire departments and EMS organizations. To address the volunteer shortage, the package includes bills to promote recruitment and retention by offering online training to make the process more convenient, provide loan forgiveness to attract volunteers, develop a pilot program to offer firefighter training in secondary schools, and offer tax credits to businesses that excuse their employees when they need to respond to emergencies or undergo training.
And finally, Representative, I'd like to talk about a couple of programs that are offered by PennDOT that would help folks, especially motorists who are injured in automobile accidents and may have medical problems. Talk to us about these programs.
To assist our first responders helping motorists and passengers who may be injured in car crashes, PennDOT now offers two programs aimed at saving the lives of Pennsylvanians in emergency situations: the Yellow Dot Program and the Emergency Contact Information Program. Participants in Yellow Dot fill out the program form with emergency contact, medical contact information, and insert it in the program's folders and then place it in their vehicle's glove compartment. A Yellow Dot sticker affixed to the rear window alerts emergency responders to the availability of information to help them provide better care to crash victims. The Emergency Contact Information Program offers Pennsylvania driver's license and PennDOT-issued ID holders the opportunity to log into a secure database and list two emergency contacts. Participants can update the information as needed, but only law enforcement officials can view the information in the system. In the event of a non-traffic-related emergency, law enforcement can then use a participant's ID to find his or her emergency contact information. You can find out more information about these programs on the PA Department of Transportation website at www.penndot.gov. Again, www.penndot.gov, and just look into the Travel in PA pull-down menu for safety items.
Representative McKenzie, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your State Representative, Ryan McKenzie.